stars a stage. Is it mostly an amphitheater? I don't know where I am, but I know I'm freaking out. In Toronto tonight, David Lee Roth speaks to me personally. Pete runs away from security guards no one can see. I'm hanging on by the thinnest of thin thread. Are these $20 beers the only thing keeping me sane? Or are they making me more deranged in the membrane? We're all gonna jam, except Pete, he's gonna die. He made some mistakes, so tonight. We're all gonna jam, except Pete, he's gonna die. He made some mistakes, so tonight. As Pete runs off into the sunset, as fast as he can, I realize I may never have to look at Pete's pasty face like ever again. As I look up in the cosmos, I realize I am one with the universe, and I am one with David Lee Roth. I'm having a perfect transcendent moment at Van Halen tonight. We're all gonna jam. Make some mistakes, so tonight, we're all going to jail, except Pete, he's going to die. Make some mistakes, so tonight, we're all going to jail, except Pete, he's going to die. Make some mistakes, so tonight, we're all going to jail.
We're all going to jail, except Pete. He's going to die. B.A. Johnson right there. That's awesome. I've always liked that track from him. And the video to the homage to Van Halen. So there you go. Hey, it's Steel City Music. It's your host, Gunner, here. You can hear us every Wednesday from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. on CFMU 93.3 and also at The Hawk 101.5 FM out of Mohawk College as well, every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. Okay, so in this first half hour, or of this portion of this episode, if you will, we're going to do an interview. I did, as an entity, did the interview with Jill Kearns from Bare Naked Sewing and Reupholstery service that she has. She, like others here in Hamilton, Ontario, and other businesses, and with whatever career that you're in, had to pivot. I guess that's the word of the year from 2020 to 2021 is pivot. And she got into making masks when the pandemic hit because she ended up losing her full-time job or losing it or got cut back, that sort of thing, just like everybody else. And she rediscovered that she had the ability, because she was always crafty, to do things. So I had an interview with her. She's a small entrepreneur. Would that be the word? Sure. And I think from what I'm going to be doing for the next couple of months, I want to start featuring and having chats with people who do small businesses and services here in the greater Hamilton area. And I want to help them out, right? Give them a little bit more exposure and that sort of thing. I just think it's the right thing to do. So we can get things moving, much like the vaccine that we're getting now. Go get your shot. Going to spin some music from Holy Smokes, because I haven't heard from them in quite a long time. And also Caribou as well, Never Come Back, that great track. And Dizzy Spells with the track Retrograde. They put this out, I believe, in 2018 or was it 2019? Sometime around there, and then poof, I heard no more of them. So there you go. And this other band, Capital, I reached out to them and said, you know, what's going on? They're like, we have new music. I'm like, okay, well then let's set up an interview. So we're going to set up an interview in the next little bit. And I believe it's June 18th is going to be the release. So I'm looking forward to it. So I'm going to set up that interview in the next little bit. And there you go. So I thought I would spin a track, one of their last releases. Big epic sounding song. With a lot of their music is big and epic sounding anyway. So why don't we hear Weathered from Capital? You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
And She lies and she cheats. She'll tell you she's what you need. She'll make you believe. She gets what she wants when she needs. She'll take you for granted while you can't breathe. She'll release your emotions as you lose your belief.
Bye.
All right, my next guest is someone who I've known for a very long time. I'm not going to go into the years thing because, I don't know, it just seems kind of weird when you go how long you've known somebody. But she is an individual, just like the rest of us over the last year and a half, who is... I don't know, switched careers and switched gears into in the working world due to the pandemic of the COVID, the COVID pandemic. On the line with me right now is Jill from Bear Make It. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, and this, of course, this is a pre-recorded interview. Now, Jill, in my little intro there about you, I said a year and a half of this COVID pandemic, and as I was saying, I'm like going, well, maybe she was actually doing this well before that, as I remember. But tell us how you got started with Bear Make It, and what does it do?
Well, Bear Make It is something that I've had for a few years. It's a name I've had for a few years, and I was always being crafty, making stuff. I was selling bicycle tire belts at the punk rock flea market a few years ago, and that was Bear Make It. But it's morphed through the pandemic into mask making masks. I wasn't working because of the pandemic, and there was a call for masks. Everybody needed masks, so I started making them and donating them, and then all my friends said that they needed masks. They would call and say, I need a mask, make me a mask. So I was doing a pay what you can for a while. And then as the demand for donated masks kind of disappeared, I started making sewing masks for friends for a fee. And it just kind of took off from there. I found some cool fabrics and started making cool masks.
And when you get into these cool fabrics, is it all like designs that people send you, or are they just looking online what you show them, like fabric wise, and there's this design that you do, and then they pick it, or is it just
A little bit of both? I think I call them custom masks. So if somebody has a request, they want something specific, like if somebody is a writer and they want a print that's, you know, gonna go well with being a writer, with, you know, text or fonts or something, I'll try and source that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I just look for cool stuff that I think is cool, and just different prints, you know, for Christmas or for, you know, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, and then in between for summer and winter. And I just look for stuff that I think people will think is cool and or funny.
I noticed that because I found you also your webpage, I should say your Facebook page, and you're also on Instagram as well. And you can find you at Bear Make It, BAREMAKED at on Instagram. And you can also find you on a Facebook page as well, named by the same. But when I was reading on all of them, you show a lot of different things, everything from also reupholstering of furniture as well that you do. And also a line of gift baskets, that sort of thing. How did you evolve into doing that stuff?
Well, I'm always doing something. So I'm always making stuff.
Right.
So with the masks, I started, people would just say, you know, what can you sew this? Can you make this? Because they found out that I could sew. And then I started sewing curtains for my friends, and then a friend said, can you reupholster stools? And I said, yes, of course I can. So I started reupholstering stools. And then somebody said, oh, my brother actually has some kids, and he asked me to make up some Valentine's Day candy baskets or something for his kids. So I ended up making some candy bouquets for his kids. And then I had a bunch of extra candy, so I just threw it up on my Bear Make It page, and people were like, oh, I want this. So I started making candy bouquets and candy baskets, and then I got, you know, friends saying, could you make a charcuterie basket, can you do this kind of basket? So I just, you know, people just kind of ask, and then I just make it appear. I'm like, you know, Merlin.
Right. But how did did you have any thought of that this would be something that you would be doing, right? As far as like creative wise, that sort of thing.
No, I didn't think I would be able to you know, make any sort of good money off of it. I love being crafty, and I have part-time work other than this, and I thought I needed something to augment that, so I started just being crafty. And I've always wanted to work on my own or do something on my own, but I always hesitated because I never thought I had the idea to go to be successful with. So, and this time around, because of the pandemic, a good thing that came out of it was that I just started doing stuff and making stuff.
Sure.
And just putting it out there to see what would take and what wouldn't. So it's keeping my, you know, the left side of my brain going, and it's keeping busy and doing crafty stuff, which I love, and figuring stuff out, and, you know, whatever, you know, I'm sort of a Jill of all trades.
A Jill of all trades. That's great.
Yeah.
You should coin that on your site.
I should, actually. Thanks. Yeah.
You're welcome, buddy.
I will.
What's the turnover time for a mask for you to do?
Pretty much right away. I don't have like a million of them made up. I have the fabric, and if somebody asks me for one, because I get sort of small batches of fabric, so I don't want to cut out all of one size. So if you know, if a male asks me for, you know, a big male mask, I'll just cut it out and zip it up. So, I mean, if they need it right away, I could have it the same day.
Oh, pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's great, man. I didn't know that you could just do that, like a same day kind of thing.
Oh yeah, it's fast.
I know nothing about sewing or manufacturing this type of apparel or anything. So this is why, like, I'm in awe. Like, oh, you can do that? Like, yeah, I guess. Gunner is easily amused. It's always been that way. I know. It's terrible. I'm a terrible person to be around sometimes. 9 hours. I was with the guy for 9 hours. He was just stuck looking at a rock. It was kind of scary. Okay.
True story.
Yeah. Okay. So with all the stuff that you've been doing now, we are now moving into the vaccination stage, thank God, and people are starting to get vaccinated. We're moving away from the mask, that sort of thing. Are you concentrating more on what you said now as in regards to reupholstering, the gift basket, the charcuterie, those type of things?
Yeah. I was hoping that, you know, something will take off.
Right.
But it seems that there's a lot of interest in the gifts, the custom gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be a basket. I made like Easter umbrellas for the kids. I filled umbrellas up with candy and stuff. So it can be creative ideas for, it's not necessarily just a basket. It could be really creative. But people are really interested in those because you can customize them. You know, this kid or this person, it's their birthday, their color is purple, they love Pokemon, and they don't like chocolate peanuts. You know, and then I can throw something together that's customized to that person.
It strikes me with this, the way that you're branching out and the different things that you're doing, you're actually not afraid to try to make or fix anything, really, for someone.
No, it's sort of a challenge for me, you know, so people are like, do you do this? And I'm like, of course I do.
Do you lie though? Do you lie where you go, yeah, I can do that, and then go back and then go, okay, how do I do this?
Yeah, for sure I do. I'll just Google that.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you're honest about it. At least, you're going to figure it out for someone.
Yeah, and usually I'll just say, yeah, I'm sure I can do that. I'll give it a try.
Well, you're at the point now where you've been doing it for a year and a half, maybe, and longer, doing other things. Have you considered doing the small business loan, that sort of thing, to do this full time? Or is this just going to just be a creative thing for you to do?
Yeah, a little bit of both. So I don't know if I want to go full time with it. I mean, if I had, you know, one specific product or one sort of idea that kind of took off, then I'd just let it sort of evolve naturally and see where it goes. But right now I don't have plans to do it full time. I have a good part-time gig, you know, that usually pans out from September to April. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully as the pandemic ends, that might pick up more for summer months too. So I'm hope, you know, I do love that. And I love this as a side thing. But, you know, if this were to take off, then yes, I'd definitely do it full time. But I'm not looking to get loans and stuff right now to do it, no. Hey, this is Jill from Bear Makeit. You can contact me at Bear Makeit on Instagram or at Bear Makeit on Facebook. And now, Jamie will play one of my favorite Faith No More songs.
We'll be right back.
Jizz Lobber from Faith No More. And it was actually Jill's favorite song. It's such an epic piece of music. Honestly, I've known her for such a long time. I never can figure her out when it comes to music. She's all over the place. And she also, as I discovered in our conversation during the recording and some of the stuff that I couldn't hear, that she has a hard time deciding. She says she has option anxiety, which I think we all do, because whenever she's given an option, she can't just pick anything. It's like whatever you said first. Oh, I'll just take that. Hey, you're listening to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunner, here. In the next little bit of music, we are going to... What are we going to hear, Smith? Miles from Nowhere with the track Orchard Drive. Also, LT the Monk's new one, Dark Italians. Really cool track. This really, 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 really cool song from Dan Edmonds, 3 o'clock Paris. Are you getting the vibe that this is like an all Hamilton set of music? Jesse Lanza with Alexander, the Foodman's remix. I don't think I've played this before. I was listening to some stuff the other day and it came up and I went, oh, I like that. Kill. But we're going to start this whole thing with The Girls That I Don't Think So, or I should say The Girls I Know Don't Think So. Chastity. Great concert, the Casbah. And it was a good time when we could go to concerts. Maybe we can go again sometime.
Holding the sound, believe it's not as hard as you think. It's hard to stay fucked in your brain. It's not that hard to change. No need. Yeah.
she can walk on water and make every man fall. You might think I'm a liar who believes in a foolish call. Now it's 3 o'clock in Paris, where she stays every other fall. She is beyond Mona Lisa and over the Berlin Wall. She stays every other fall. She is beyond Mona Lisa and over the Berlin Wall.
Be a rude person. Like I try to stop that. Like when I'm in shops, like occasionally a friend or a girlfriend or something like that will tell me when I go in the shop, sometimes I just go like this. I'm like, how much this mug? Like in my brain, right? And I don't understand I'm being rude, but in my brain I'm going, excuse me, kind sir, I was wondering if you would tell me how much to purchase this mug would be. Like I think I'm being super polite. And then I'm like, thank you. But I'm like, how much mug? And then I'm like, And then I just walk
That's
out.
That's too much. Right? What are you?
I don't know. I'm being rude. I got a little bit of the spectrum on me. I'm a little bit. And I don't know those social things where you're meant to talk to people. And also, I've worked by myself for so long. I've been self-employed since I was 23 years old, just by myself. I never really had to interact with people. I was by myself the whole time.
Well, in Freedom, you mentioned that you found out through your son's vaccination process that you were on the spectrum, and that was sort
of... I found out that I have little things about me that I sometimes don't notice when people are upset. I very rarely make eye contact with people, and even now, like every now and again, I'm consciously going make eye contact again, and then I phase off, and I realize
that's going on in your head right now.
Yeah, and I really realized this when I was acting, and every time they were doing my shot this way, and so you're not meant to look down camera, you're meant to look past the camera, and they always put a bit of tape on the wall when the other actor isn't with you. So the other actor might be giving lines here, but they put a bit of tape on the wall, so you go, that's where your eye line is. And then they kept on going, you're not looking at the tape. And I'm like, I wouldn't look in their f***ing eyes if... When you're in the scene together, it's fine. But, like, just had to stare back at the tape. I was feeling uncomfortable staring back at the tape. And so I don't understand these people who just keep eye contact the entire time through a conversation. It seems very uncomfortable to me. And so, I'm sure other people in my life... As I said, I told people that they diagnosed me with mild... And everybody's like, oh, yeah, that sounds about
right. That makes sense.
That's about right. But I don't know if I do. I think people are different. I think people have their own personality traits. I think there's... some people are awkward. Now, there's obviously people who have complete Asperger's who... Sure. You know, there's no question about it. But I think some people, we're all just wired a little bit differently, and that's how things work.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Party in that mood. We stay mute.
Hushed tones in the presence of the shoot. More and more is coming through to get the cool. We dark and tang as the bloodline is poor. And Rakal Mood, we stay mute. Hushed tones in the presence of the shoot. More and more is coming through to get the cool. I love my baby Hamilton and the Sicilian sister. Double dated in my image to buy them both the pitch. Maybe Lucas, complete the foursome. Get a ride to jump to take us to the picture. Sicily is pining for something to think of home. Sis is undecided, divided between the cultures. I'm getting inspired, won the classic for the cold. The young one to be done, LT Corleone. No syndicate the crime, but the syncopated rhyme. Syndicated series, the greatest of all time. Hitting soprano, I'm more in the baritone. Life's here, fever pitch, and the matching semitones. Never off-white, made me the boss. Take a name, I'm Melace, the monk. Double barrel if you cross. I'm Tyndall Hamilton, where I'm at and where I'm from. Both rep, New Jersey like Bruce, born to run. Spring steam, way more than the spring chicken. Spring it done, teens, that the spirit is still kicking. Flood the whole city, drug Seattle rain. King of blue magic, see a drug at the rain. Name would be LT the monk. The place never sunk. Rents might be drunk and still reveal nothing. Too much control perception with the public. All in the name of mastering the puppet. Partying like a loon. We stay mute. Hushed tones in the presence of the shoot. More and more is coming through to get the cool. We dark and tang as the bloodline is poor. And I can move. We stay mute. Hush tones in the presence of the shoot. More and more is coming through to get the cool. We dark and tang as the bloodline is poor. And I can move though. Dark Italians, Raiders, the Marcus Allen. I lost dark is art that travels through Gary, Indiana. If my jewels is Michael's, then when you see me on the wall of fame, my chassis gon' strike through. Pirouettes to turn into two steps. Dark to King's words with violence begets violence. The meaner result of my style. As many stylish women who come into my side. The Negro Neapolitan chocolate in the origin. Made away to Naples, vanilla and modification. The touch is strawberry, I'm tasting. The cherry on top of fruit, my cocktail is son. Call me Davidson. The way this all is in the back of shorts and riding me to the morning one. Fly down the police in Madrid. I give me capo, why the money in the clean. Party at Rackle Mood, we stay mute. Hush tones in the presence of the shoot. More and more is coming through to get the cool. We dark and tang as the bloodline is poor. And Rakal Muto, we stay mute. Hush tones in the presence of the shoot. More and more is coming through to get the cool. We dark and tang as the bloodline is poor.
Drive, baby. This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Move.
Cut.
Life is like a hurricane. Here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery.
Steel City Music.
Don't stop, hit me again. And let me tell you that it won't get better than this. Beg to differ, here's the number to my friend.